Someone asked me earlier in the week, now, how many years did you coach for Coach Bruce? And I said, 13. And they said, you were an assistant coach for 13 years for Coach Bruce? I said, no, I was an assistant coach for 3 years, but I was the head coach here for 10 years, but he was in the building, so really I was an assistant coach for Earl for 10 more years. That's just the reality of the situation.
I'm 46 years old, and I had never looked him in his eye and told him how much he meant to me. So I promptly told him exactly how much I admired him, how much I trusted him, how much faith I had him, and I thanked him for being the influence that he was in my life. And I looked him in the eye and I told him I loved him. What I would ask all of you to do is, if there's anybody in your lives, because I took too long, but if there's anybody that's in your lives that has influenced you, has helped you, has guided you, let them know. Thank them. And as he was such a great influence on me and so many of my teammates, and I mean, obviously probably had an influence on so many people that are here, I would challenge all of us in this room too to, when you have an opportunity to influence someone and influence their lives, take the time to do so, as he did with us.
The dictionary definition of the word passion is a strong and barely controllable emotion. My definition is Earl Bruce. I was blessed to work alongside Earl at WTVN and 105.7 The Zone for more than 20 years, and it was his passion for the Ohio State University and Buckeye football that made him so popular and resonated with all of Buckeye Nation. Now, I can't lie, there were times when Earl's passion on live radio was a little challenging. I am convinced that the 7-second delay in radio was invented for Earl Bruce. I always marveled at the example that he would set. Fans would come up to him at football games, at our broadcasts, at our tailgate, and Earl shook every hand, he signed every autograph, he had every conversation, and he loved it.
So the majority of people here know him as Coach Earl Bruce, and I think my role here today is to connect the man that we knew as our grandfather, father, and brother with the man that you knew as a football coach. The coincidental thing about him was those two roles he played, a football coach and then a family man, they were the same man in a different venue. He loved his players. He loved his coaches that coached for him, just like he loved his daughters and loved his grandchildren. Believe me, I can tell you, be a teenage grandson of him and not renew your license plates. He reacted about how I imagine Tony, he'd react if you fumbled. It was the same man, passionate. But he gave me a piece of advice when my grandmother passed away. He said, let me tell you something, buddy. As he began to tear up, which was a rare occurrence. He said, you make sure you give the people you love one entire day every month. Treat them like the royalty that they are. You hear me? He said, you treat them like your top recruit, your most valuable player, because let me tell you something, buddy, they are.
Here's a lesson learned from this coach. Toughness. We heard about that earlier today. However, toughness is number one whenever you mention the name Earl Bruce. In football, in living life, in raising a family, in being a coach, you get knocked down, you get back up. Your love of family. He also believed in clarity and honesty when he spoke to you. Speak clearly and to the point, and the difference between right and wrong. There is no gray area, zero. You follow rules, you do the right thing. Loyalty to your family, your former players, and your coaches, and this can never be challenged. And finally, his incredible love for the Ohio State University and the legendary coach, Woody Hayes. I stand very humbled and appreciative that God chose Earl Bruce and my father to serve as my mentors and guide and teach me along this incredible journey. There'll never be a day that I'm not grateful and appreciative to the Bruce family for allowing me to be part of your family for the past 32 years. A lesson learned from a life lived.